toe tapping, eye sparkling, smiley music there on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning at Rosie on the House. On the topic of aging in place, we were mentioning just before that last break, home improvements that would improve the quality of your life as long as you're going to stay in the house, maybe do things that you've been putting off, and replacing windows very often happens to be one of those projects because you've been living with single pane glass, leaky aluminum frames, the dust comes in, the air conditioning goes out. It's just a lose-lose proposition all the way around. And there are a lot of window companies out there that sell these double, dual pane and triple pane glass. Save the money. Don't feel like you need to go to triple pane unless there's only one time you really ought to think about going triple pane. And that's if you're trying to stop an acoustical problem. If you live next to a busy street or you know, there's a Harley Davidson shop around the block and those stupid, loud, noisy contraptions are running up and down in front of your house all day long. Yeah, right. I'm not a Harley Davidson fan. And so acoustics are the reason you would want to go triple pane. Dual pane is all you need. I don't care what part of Arizona you live in. Triple pane also is very good in Arctic situations. But when you're trying to keep cool in and heat out, you just need a good dual pane glass. The key is the insulating space between the sheets of glass. Some of these window manufacturers make that air barrier an eighth inch wide. That's not insulated glass. That's dual pane glass. You want dual pane insulated glass, and to get that insulation value, the airspace between the two pieces of glass needs to be a half or 5/8 of an inch at least. A lot of things that accomplishes it. It as well helps accomplish some acoustical sound deadening from the outside. Because every time a sound wave hits a dissimilar material, it has to change characteristics. It has to change wavelengths. And every time you ask it to change wavelengths, you're robbing it of energy and you're diminishing and diluting the sound. So make sure you're at 5/8 of an inch air gap between the two panes of glass. That's the very start of upgrading your window package. Go for more information, go to our frequently asked question page at Rosie on the House. You'll find about a dozen very popular questions about what should I consider when replacing my windows.
1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we bring Nancy from Prescott into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Hello, good morning.
How chilly are you this morning, Miss Nancy?
Oh, this morning it was a little bit warmer than yesterday. It was 22.
But it's beautiful up there, I know that.
Oh, yes it is. Well, I was just wondering about the water pressure in my house. I know that my kitchen sink doesn't have good pressure, and my front hose doesn't have good pressure. And then a couple years ago, we got some brand new toilets, and they don't seem to have the pressure that we need either. So who do I contact first to have it checked?
Who is your water supplier? Is it city, or are you on a well?
No, it's city.
Well, first thing, do you have a pressure regulator at the front of the home?
No.
You asked a couple questions. Who should you call and what can you do about it?
Yes.
There's when a family is on, when a home is on a well, we take the water out of the well and we run it through a pressure tank. Depending on if you have the room for it, we could actually mount a pressure tank. Do your neighbors suffer the same problems?
I haven't discussed that with them.
Okay. I would call Bill Morse at Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
Okay.
Let him know where you are in Prescott. He'll know if that's a neighborhood pressure problem or not.
Okay.
And if it's specific just to your home, we're probably going to have to go in there, Nancy, and mount a small pump, take the water from the city supply, put it into this thing we call a pressure tank, put it in line with your plumbing system, and then charge that pressure in through the rest of your hot and cold water supply. And we can get you up to 60 pounds, and that's about ideal. That's where the plumbing fixtures are the happiest. That's where most homeowner residents when they're in the shower are happiest. If we
and insurance riders.
Insurance riders. That's a great point. Insurance riders. We don't want to take it much over 60, Nancy. And in fact, for those of you that are listening, you can get to any hardware store and buy a pressure gauge, and you put that on the hose bib closest to where the water comes into your house, and make sure everything is turned off. Screw this pressure valve onto the hose bib, crank it all the way open, and just watch the dial and where it goes. If you go much over 65 or 70 pounds, I'm going to tell you, you ought to call a plumber and have a pressure regulator put on to bring the pressure down to that 60 pounds. The plumbing fixtures will be a lot happier. Your home insurance company will be a lot happier. The supply flexes that, but we took a call earlier this morning from a woman who said her house flooded twice because of the broken supply flex from the angle stop on the wall to the bottom of the toilet tank had burst. Maybe running a high pressure problem. So there are your options, Nancy. You can certainly get it solved. Again, that man's name was Bill Morse. That's at Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
They're in Prescott Valley, 776-7025.
Serving all the Central Basin area of Arizona, Quad City area, as well as all the way over to Sedona. So they're good guys. Hey, you heard a minute ago Kimber Lanning from Arizona First.
Local First Arizona.
Local First Arizona. Talking about that if everyone in the city the size of Tucson would just redirect some of their spending to refocus on buying local, it'd be an infusion of over $100 million new dollars into the Arizona economy. That's just one city the size of Tucson. Think if we could do that statewide. Well, I got on this kick about as we were sliding into this recession. I got on this kick kind of at the urging of a contractor in Montana who decided he was going to build an entire house and use nothing in the home that wasn't made in America. I didn't even know you could buy nails that were steel made in America, but he found a nail manufacturing company. I think it was in Tennessee, and everything he bought came from America. And I thought, you know what? How about if we even localize that a little bit more? How about if we started focusing on doing everything you can to support manufacturing and the lodging and resort and dining communities in Arizona? So we started the Arizona Staycation. And we've got an opportunity for those of you that want to maybe get up north and maybe catch a weekend of spring skiing and bring in and take advantage of the Home and Garden Show that's going to be up at the NAU Sky Dome March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. I think it's worth going to the Flagstaff Home and Garden Show just to see the inside of the Sky Dome.
If you haven't been, it's a sight to see.
It is a handsome building.
Largest glue lamb wood dome in the West?
When it was built, it was the largest glue lamb dome in the world. Oh. I don't know if it still holds that title or not. But it is truly a engineering, magnificent, beautiful building. So listen, here's what I'm going to do. If you want to get to the Home and Garden Show in Flagstaff, I've got 20 tickets here, 20 free tickets. So the first 10 new subscribers to our online newsletter.
Okay, so anyone after 10, 43, that and give 30 us, second studio time.
That give us their address.
Because we have to mail it.
We have to mail it. Now, generally, when you're subscribing to our newsletter, all we ask is for your email so we can
and
shoot it back
code.
To you and zip code. But these tickets will mail to you. Again, it'd be a great Arizona staycation. Get up and visit Flagstaff. Maybe catch a day of skiing and a day of the Home and Garden Show. That's March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
And can I say, you know, for anyone that's already an existing subscriber,
yeah.
Like, well, how come I can't get a chance to win? Well, I'm already subscribed. Hey, you've got something almost every week between the Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, the different types of stuff that we do every single week with the newsletter. You've had plenty of chances. This is for new folks. Got to change it up every now and then.
Go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. Subscribe to the e-newsletter. That'll come to you every single usually Thursday afternoon. It tells you what we're doing here on the show that particular Saturday. Also includes discounts and coupons you can't get anywhere else, in particular as it relates to lawn and gardening supplies from our good friends at GrowWell. So give us your name, give us your address, and we will mail these tickets out right away.
There you go. Okay. It took me a second to find it. I've got to change this location. It's under a very strange category. Okay. In our FAQs, but if you go there and look for where can I find American-made products,
yeah,
there is an incredible collection of websites that'll help you do that. MadeInUSA.org, HowToBuyAmerican.com, StillMadeInUSA.com, USSStuff.com, AmericansWorking.com, and it's got a link to that video that ABC News did of that contractor build that was building a home out of American-made products. Now, it's been a little bit since I've watched it.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to take that and take it to the next challenge. He needs to make sure that all the tools he's using as well are American made. Because I think I might have seen one or two with brand names, and I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Yeah. A tool that has more vowels in its name, more consonants than vowels. You know, that's a problem.
All right. Final segment of Rosie on the House right after this.